A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Samache, Yuma 65a, pagination page 129. At the conclusion of the Mishnah, which we learnt on Daf Samach Beis, Amar Aleph, 62a, we learnt Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishbach Hadam Yamas HaMishtaleach, if the blood spilled out, then the Azazel, the one that's being sent away, becomes invalid. And Meis HaMishtaleach, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if the Azazel one dies before it's thrown off the cliff the way it's supposed to be, if it died prematurely, Yishafech Hadam, the blood, which was not yet sprinkled, would have to be spilled out. Regarding this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara wonders why exactly does the matching sa'ir have to remain intact as Rabbi Yehuda is describing. We're starting the Gemara Samachei Amad Aleph about halfway down the page. The beginning of the line is Va'od Kasha, and then we start with the two dots. Va'odom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said an additional thing. Nishbach Hadam Yomos HaMishtaleach. If the blood spilled out before it was sprinkled from the Sa'ir LaHashem, then the Mishtaleach, the Sa'ir that's being sent LaAzazel, becomes invalid. Bishlomo Nishbach Hadam Yomos HaMishtaleach. I understand if the blood spilled out, why the Mishtaleach becomes invalid. De'akate lois avid mitzvah say, because the mitzvah was not yet done, and you can't proceed to do it if its partner is no longer valid. Elameis HaMishtaleach, but if the one being sent la'azazel died, amay yishafech hadam. Why should the blood of the Sa'ir LaHashem be spilled out? Why don't you just continue and do the sprinkling now? Ha'is avid le mitzvah say. The mitzvah was already done. And Rashi tells us, Ha'is avid mitzvah say, de Sa'ir HaMishtaleach kol dover hama'akev bo eno ela hagrola bilvad. What the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach really matters to us is that the goral, the raffle, was done properly. And the goral was done properly. Now if the Azazel animal dies, who cares? We got our Sa'ir LaHashem resulting from a goral. And the blood that is resulting should be usable for the kapara, for the atonement. The description that Rashi is giving us over here is somewhat comparable. A nice analogy would be, we have an interesting halacha in the laws of challah, that in challas chutz la'aretz, challah outside of Eretz Yisrael, if a person forgot to take the challah before Shabbos, you're allowed to keep eating the bread as long as you leave over enough that after Shabbos, you'll be able to take challah. In other words, there's got to be enough there, not just that you leave off enough that you'll give it as challah. You have to leave off enough that you could take from the remaining part, you could take challah. There has to be an act of hafrasha, an act of tithing. So, just to picture over here also, what Rashi is describing in explanation of the Gemara, ha'es avid le mitzvah say, the mitzvah was done, Rashi is describing that what needed to happen is that the Sa'ir LaHashem, the one that's going to be the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, had to be separated from the other one and designated through the Goral, through the raffle, to be LaHashem. And that's done. We did that. Why do you need the Sa'ir La'azazel to remain any longer than that in order to make the blood valid of the one that's going to be the korban? So the Gemara says, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai Omar Kra, It's based on a pasuk. Ya'omed chai lifnei Hashem l'chaper. The soir la'azazel, the one that's being sent away, has to remain alive, chai, in front of Hashem, l'chaper, to atone. And we learn that this means, admasa yehizakuk lios chai. How long does it have to be alive? Achas matan domim shel chavero, until the time that its partner had its blood sprinkled, because sprinkling the blood, we know, is the lechaper, to atone. Until that time, it has to be still ya'amad chai, and if it's not, then an intrinsic part of what's described by the psukim has not been fulfilled. It has to be ya'amad chai until lechaper. The Rambam brings this halacha, but takes it a slight step further. The Rambam, in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Hei, Halacha Yitches, says, Hoya Trefa, if the Azazel animal is a Trefa, Pasul, it's invalid. Shene'emar, Ya'amad Chai, because the Pasuk says it has to stand alive. And a treifa, we paskin, is going to die in the relatively near future. It's a damaged animal. And therefore, it does not fulfill ya'amad chai. So again, according to the Gemara, all the Gemara needed to establish is that if the soyer hamishtaleach, the azazel animal died, actually died, so then it becomes invalid. But the Rambam takes it a step further and says, even if it's a treifa, while it's waiting for the blood of the Sa'ir Lashem to be sprinkled, that too would make it invalid, because it's a treifa, and it doesn't fulfill Ya'amad Chai requirement. The Lecha Mishnah asks a fascinating question on this, based on a Gemara in Chulin Yud Aleph. The Gemara over there is trying to establish that there's such a thing as a chazaka, an assumption that an animal is a healthy animal. And the Gemara there establishes it because the sa'ir la'azazel, this animal that's sent la'azazel, never gets checked even after its service, because it's thrown over the cliff, and it's nasa evarim evarim, it's totally destroyed. You can't check it afterwards to see if it was a kosher animal. And therefore, the only way that it's a good animal is because of a chazaka, because of an assumption that the animal looks healthy, and it seems healthy, and most animals are healthy, so there's a rov to assume it's healthy. The Gemara over there, in establishing, why do you need the Sa'ir La'azazel to be healthy? Why do you need that it shouldn't be a Terefa? How are you proving that there's an assumption that it's a good animal? And the Gemara simply says, because the Goral has to take place on two animals that each one was equally eligible to become La'Hashem. B'davar ha'ra'ui l'shem, an animal that's fitting to become a karban. And that's all the Gemara says. Fitting to be a karban. And the Gemara over there does not invoke this pasuk that the Rambam says you could use to establish that a treifa would be pasul as an azazel, because there's a pasuk, ya'amad chai. It should stand alive, and a treifa is not alive. So the Lecha Mishnah objects and says, there's a Gemara in Chulin that somehow says that Ya'amad Chai doesn't seem to apply to the Sa'ir La'azazel according to that Gemara in Chulin. This creates a bit of a tumult in the Mefarshim, and the popular answer, which is mentioned by the Be'er Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, in Yoredeya Beis, is that there's an interesting problem or shortcoming with the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin does not invoke the pasuk of Yo'amad Chai in the case of Trefa, that it's not alive, because the Gemara over there is following the opinion of Trefa Chaya, that a Trefa animal is able to live. And therefore the Gemara over there doesn't invoke this pasuk of Yo'amad Chai, because it wouldn't help Yo'amad Chai, and a Trefa is considered a Chai according to this Shita, which is an established machlokes in the Gemara. But we paskin that Trefa is not Chaya. And therefore, the Rambam was able to go one step further than the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin was only saying that the Sa'ir La'azazel has to be alive until the end of the Goral. But the Rambam realized that according to us, who paskin that a Trefa is not Chaya, is not considered alive, so then this pasuk from our daf samechei in Yuma, is able to be invoked. Ya'amad chai lefnei Hashem lechaper. The soir la'azaza would have to actually be alive, not just through the goral period, but also until the blood of the soir la'Hashem, its counterpart, was actually sprinkled, and the kapara was achieved. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.